Matt Maiocco with Joe Lowandibs on 95.7 The Game. Good morning, Matt. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm back home after a week in Florida and Chicago. I don't even know where else, but it's good to be home.
It's great to have you back. It's great to have you on the phone line as well. Let's start with the correlation in stories between the Bears and the 49ers. No secret, San Francisco struggled defensively this year. A, would there be any thought to overhauling the coaching staff regarding Jim O'Neill's security with the team? And B, it looks like Vic Fangio, former 49er defensive coordinator, is going to be out in Chicago in the very near future here. Any chance there could be a reunion with the 49ers should a position open up?
Yeah, any chance. You know, I think Vic was not real pleased with the way things went down after Jim Harbaugh was let go, and Vic had an interview for the head coaching job with the 49ers and didn't get a second interview, and they actually, you know, selected somebody on his defensive staff, Jim Tomsula, for that position over him. So, yeah, I got to believe that there were some bridges burnt in that whole thing. So I doubt that Vic Fangio would be, I doubt that the sides could mutually get together and bring Fangio back as defensive coordinator.
Niners last in yards allowed and last in points allowed. Is there any pressure, any rumblings you hear about Chip Kelly's coordinators maybe being at risk?
Well, if Chip is back, I mean, you would think that there would have to be some changes made. And, you know, we don't know yet if Trent Baalke is going to be out, but certainly his job is very much in danger after the season is over. The problem is that I don't think it's easy for Chip Kelly to hire a defensive coordinator. And I think it would be even more difficult for him to hire a defensive coordinator when he's had a season such as this, and he's going to be on a short leash. So if you remember last year, they offered the job to Mike Vrabel, linebackers coach with the Texans and former Patriots player, and he turned it down. And then I think Chip also wanted to bring in Davis, who was his defensive coordinator with the Philadelphia Eagles. And that was kind of nixed, I think, by the 49ers because he was also the defensive coordinator under Mike Nolan for a year, and Nolan fired him. So there was some issues about just finding a defensive coordinator, period. So if you hire Jim O'Neill and you have him in here for a year, the defense isn't very good. Well, it's the worst in the league. And all of the things that we talked about before the season, such as the kind of strain that a Chip Kelly offense puts on your defense and how difficult that makes it on the defense, now it's going to be even more difficult to go out and hire a defensive coordinator. So while there should be changes made, and typically in a situation like this, there are significant changes made, I think it's a lot easier to talk about those changes than actually to enact them to get somebody in here who's better.
Matt, when you think about a chef and he's working for a company, does the chef has the right to choose the ingredients he want, or does ownership has that right to choose the ingredients he want? What I mean by that, Matt, if Chip Kelly's not given the opportunity to bring in the defensive coordinators he wants because they know the type of offense he needs, who's that onus fall on this season in general? Is it more a reflection of Chip's bad decision making, or is it the GM that's here?
Question made me hungry.
Yeah, I haven't even had breakfast yet. clearly a head coach should be able to bring in his guys, the coaching staff that he wants. That situation that I'm talking about, it's not like his coordinator in Philadelphia, you know, was lighting it up either, and it was a great situation there. I just think wherever Chip goes, unless he makes some changes, and I realize part of it is having a defense that gets off the field and doesn't allow a team to put up, you know, 8, 10, 12 play drives. Yeah, and I realize that he's made some adjustments. The 49ers offense isn't snapping the ball with the frequency that his offenses did Australia or with Oregon, but they're still, last I checked, they're still running more plays than any other team. You know, they're letting less time on the play clock go down than any other team in the league. And I think, you know, Chip has to really look at this, you know, assuming he's back next season, and I haven't heard anything to the contrary. He's a smart guy. We all know that. But he has to really look this offseason and do some self-scouting and try to figure out what worked at the college level and what worked initially with the Philadelphia Eagles isn't necessarily isn't going to work at the NFL level. So especially when you don't have the talent that on offense where you can string together drives and keep the opposing teams off defense on the field and tire them out. I mean, the biggest issue is that, I mean, the 49ers defense is out there on the field a lot. The offense isn't holding on to the ball, and that defense isn't very good. So I think he's going to have to really look at some things and make some adjustments if he's going to remain in the NFL, which is where he wants to be.
Matt Maiocco, 49ers insider from CSN Bay Area with Joe Lo and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. A report came out recently that Colin Kaepernick had opted out of his new contract with the team. Colin spoke recently and said that hasn't happened yet. From a business perspective, it only makes sense for him to do that in the off season so that he gives himself the best possible chance to A, land where he wants, and B, make what he wants. Do you envision the 49ers trying to bring him back, or are they going to be targeting a quarterback early in the draft to turn this thing over to? Which way do you see it going, even though I know it's very early and these are very preliminary conversations?
Yeah, I mean, well, first off, Colin Kaepernick has to opt out, because if he doesn't opt out, then the 49ers control him and they can go ahead and try to find a veteran replacement in the first few weeks of free agency, whether it's signing a guy or trading for a guy, and then they can merely cut Kaepernick. And so it would be ridiculous for him not to opt out after getting that in his contract. That way, he's out there on the open market. He controls his own destiny. He can go somewhere that he wants to go. As far as the 49ers, before the draft, they have about a month, I guess, maybe a little bit more than that, in free agency at the start of the new league year to figure out what they want to do. They can have certain guys that they target, whether it's Jimmy Garoppolo. I know it looks like Tony Romo wants to go to the Broncos, and I'm sure the Cowboys would only ship him somewhere that he would want to go, and I can't imagine he'd want to go to the 49ers. You know, there's other guys who could become available, and Kaepernick is an option. Certainly looking like less of an option after Sunday's game, but there's a lot of moving parts, and I think that that Kaepernick would be more apt to come back to the 49ers if Trent Baalke is not the general manager. But then after Sunday's game where he got benched and he wasn't too happy about it, you know, I'm sure the 49ers aren't looking like that great of an option for him to return. I think he does get along pretty well with Chip Kelly. There are some positives there, but I think that there's so many things that could happen, and I would think that probably where Kaepernick would want to end up most would be with the New York Jets. I think he's kind of pulled toward New York for certain reasons, but we'll see. I mean, there's on face value, the way he had played for those four games, I think there's a spot for him in the NFL. There are a lot of spots for him. But when you take the off-the-field and ownership kind of determining what the fan base's reaction is going to be, that limits the number of teams that's going to be going after Colin Kaepernick. So this thing is a long way from playing out. But if a team wants him at this point, a team would be able to get him once the free agent signing period opens.
Niners insider from CSN Bay Area, Matt Maiocco with Joe Lo and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Matt, thank you so much for your time. We'll catch up with you again next week.
All right, Joe Lo and Dibs. Thanks, guys.